Sticky Notes by Summer Marsden. I'd like to blame it on the wine, but I'm not much of a liar. I will chalk it up to a really good sweaty romp and then a rather erotic thriller. The movie got me going all over again, but by the time the good parts were over, it was time for Stephen to go to bed. Good night, love. He ruffled my short blonde hair and gave me a lingering kiss. We need to do that again tomorrow, but for now I'm off to bed, early morning. And he was gone, and I was horny. Again. I finished my wine and flipped through a magazine and read a sex survey. That didn't help. Basically, I stewed in my own juices, so to speak. I was just about to give up, throw in the towel, when it hit me. Again, maybe the wine, maybe the thriller, maybe the fuck. I really don't know what did it. I don't care. I grabbed the pad of sticky notes from the desk and began writing furiously. When I went to bed, it was stuck to the coffee pot. My little love note for Stephen. What do you want? Your wildest fantasy or fantasies. Anything you want. Spill. Love, Lauren. I'd forgotten the note in the morning. It was Saturday, so I lingered in bed. I was sad, I'll admit, that Stephen had to go to work. His side of the bed, cold and unoccupied, was enough to make me want to call him and tell him to come home. Come home and fuck your woman. I could hear myself making this giggling but authoritative command. He had to work, though, and I was fine with that. I was just lonely. I ran my hands over my soft negligee, felt my nipples turn hard pink pearls under my fingers. My pussy went soft and wet, and I let out a sigh. Somehow, as horny as I was, the thought of rubbing one off alone in bed...